This week in the Missouri Senate, we look deeper into some of the ideas Missouri senators have for election reform.
The voter ID provisions and, you know, some other election integrity stuff.
You know, we're having some discussions right now.
Making changes to elections has been something the Missouri legislature has dealt with for decades. Over the years, several ideas have been floated and or put into practice, including what is referred to as motor voter, early voting, easing restrictions on absentee voting, and changes made last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. There were several measures introduced during this year's regular legislative session, most of which were not fully discussed for varying reasons, mainly due to a lack of time, combined with all of the matters lawmakers saw this year. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Brown of Columbia says election reform does not mean restricting people.
I don't know that anything that we've proposed is restricting access to the ballot, restricting the days that people can do early. There have been some discussions on our side about actually implementing no excuse absentee, of which we don't have in Missouri, and doing it in a way that doesn't mean that people just lie to their local clerk so that they can get a ballot, which is what they do now. I think we can find a balance. We are aware of what's happening nationally.
Some of the concern has surrounded mail-in ballots and any discrepancies that may or may not have occurred in states where these were used last year. At the same time, there are typically questions over early voting and how long before an election it should be allowed. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says there has to be some sort of balance.
This caucus is very much unified in protecting voting rights and removing barriers to the ballot. We certainly don't want to see here what happened in Georgia for a variety of reasons. One, because people deserve full and free access to the ballots, but we've seen the corporate backlash of companies that are not okay with making it more difficult to vote.
Most of the election-related legislation this year either drew from last year's actions to ensure safer voting during the pandemic or was related to last year's elections. Senator Rowden says one of the election reform measures that came from the Missouri House of Representatives this year was, in his opinion, inadequate.
Making great, great changes that would inhibit people from having a voice through the initiative petition process is not something that I love. Changing the threshold to make sure that if we put something in the Constitution that it meets a higher standard, both for us and for the initiative petition process, I do think that's good public policy.
As is usually the case, some of the same legislation introduced this year will see a return during next year's regular legislative session. Pre-filed proposals will begin to see official bill numbers for the 2022 session assigned to them on December 1st. The second regular session of the 101st General Assembly will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.